Welcome, everybody. This is the Mother's Day workshop, our first of a kind of workshop. And what's interesting, does everybody know how I work?
Yes.
So right now I'm going to release the resistance in the group so we create a synergy between us. Dad, oh, Donna, if we're going to record this, you might not need to take notes because we'll give you a copy of the recording. How's that? That might be the only reason, Marvin, is so she doesn't have to, because that's a defense. Did you know that writing down, I found in private sessions, writing down is a defense mechanism and it kind of like a crutch, but we're going to like release stuff from you here. So I'll tell you what I'm releasing as I'm releasing. This is the anger. Yeah. So what, it's really interesting. It doesn't matter how many people are on this, on the group call. It's not like you guys are getting a diluted piece of me. So each one of you is like getting a private session with me. Okay. Do you guys feel this? Do you feel the release yes. yet?
Yes.
Donna, do you feel it?
Yes.
Okay. And Christina, you're good?
Yes.
Now you can tell from the cries, the first noise was the anger. This is the cry of a wounded little girl who feels like lost. So I'm going to tell you what I'm working on as I do it. So you guys don't, I'm not going to call you guys out, but you'll kind of know in your own minds who I'm working on and stuff. I'm untangling some brain chemistry right now and untangling some tangled. The whole hour isn't going to be this. I'm just trying to clear everyone. Hey, you guys want to hear the lousy thing that Marvin said to me right before this? So I started like sing along because Angie, I know this song by the Rolling Stones. Angie, Marvin cut me right off. He goes, hey, the healing sound session isn't this week. You don't have to do that until next week or something. And he just doesn't like my singing at all. Mike, is something wrong with Mike?
Oh, no, I think
both,
that.
They're both frozen. I thought something bad was happening. Okay, good.
I think they just got really patchy internet, to be honest.
I got you. So what's really interesting is when I set up a, oh, they're back. When I set up a session, okay, we do this differently than other people do it. So what other people do is they'll create an agenda and like narrow it down, and they write the agenda and they try to fill people into their slots, right? Mm-hmm. We don't do that. What we do is we invite everybody to come in And we don't expect them to fill into our slots. We see who comes and we release their needs. So it's not like we're not asking you to like, cater or put cater to what we want. Right? Say it better, Marvin.
Sorry, I just need to unmute. So basically what happens in the session is dynamic and it depends on who's here.
Yeah, not the other way around. I don't have a script where I say, okay, we're going to do this, this, and this because, oh, that would be a good thing to do. It's not like that. So this morning, this is interesting. I know we all have like mother issues. I know it. I get it. But they wanted to go deeper in the issue than that. And so there's like people who have our mothers and there's people who have, you know, mother issues. And we didn't know which vantage point to go from, but they're taking this in a totally deeper vantage point. And what they're saying is the reason there's so many mothers' issues is because mothers have been put in a very precarious situation. They took the reverence for Gaia, female goddess energy, and expected a woman, just because she bears children, to fill that bill. So it's kind of making a scapegoat out of women in a way. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So instead of just blaming the mothers, which we could do because, you know, I had a rotten one, you know, but I know that there's good qualities there and I got the perfect mother to do what I got to do because she was like scary, ruthless. And that was what I would need to do this energy work for all of humanity. So instead of demonizing the mothers, we're going to go even deeper. Is that good with you guys?
Yes.
So I do want to lead you through taps. And we're going to start with the mother because... So how about this, Marvin? If I feed you the taps and you say them, and then everyone follows along on mute. Is that how we're going to do it?
Yeah, so if everyone else can go mute, otherwise it will go south really quickly.
Let me find it first.
That's the one, Angie. Well done.
Good.
I'm just waiting on Donna. Bottom left.
Yay!
Thank you.
You did it. Yay, good job. Oh, sorry. I know, good job. It sounded patronizing, but I was actually excited about that.
Simple pleasures, Jen.
That's all there is simple pleasures. The rest is a lie. Okay, I'm going to give you something to say. You're going to say it three times with tap on the top of your head, a fourth time with tap in the chest, and a fifth time with tapping the abdomen.
Abdomen,
thank you. When I can't talk, it means that I'm not in the mental planes anymore. We're above the mental planes, and then I can't get my words out. It's not that, it's nothing worse than that. We release hating our mother in all moments.
We release hating our mother in all moments. We release hating our mother in all moments. We release hating our mother in all moments.
We release being betrayed by our mother in all moments.
We release being betrayed by our mother in all moments. We release being betrayed by our mother in all moments. We release being betrayed by our mother in all moments. We release being betrayed by our mother in all moments. We release being betrayed by our mother in all moments.
We release being driven crazy by our mother in all moments.
We release being driven crazy by our mother in all moments. We release being driven crazy by our mother in all moments. We release being driven crazy by our mother in all moments. We release being driven crazy by our mother in all moments. We release being driven crazy by our mother in all moments.
Mm-hmm. We release being abandoned by our mother in all moments.
We release being abandoned by our mother in all moments. We release being abandoned by our mother in all moments. We release being abandoned by our mother in all moments. We release being abandoned by our mother in all moments. We release being abandoned by our mother in all moments.
We release the trauma of being rejected in all moments.
We release the trauma of being rejected in all moments. We release the trauma of being rejected in all moments. We release the trauma of being rejected in all moments. We release the trauma of being rejected in all moments. We release the trauma of being rejected in all moments.
So we're going to go back into past lifetimes with these people. Not, it might not even be the mothers in this lifetime, but it's the issues. We release being sold by our mother in all moments.
We release being sold by our mother in all moments. We release being sold by our mother in all moments. We release being sold by our mother in all moments. We release being sold by our mother in all moments. We release being sold by our mother in all moments.
A lot of times the relationships that we have with the mother in this lifetime, so many times in the private sessions, it's because we were bonded to them in a past lifetime. They were our servant. We were a concubine in the house. We were made to feel like less than a second class citizen. So many times we release being a servant in the family in all moments.
We release being a servant in the family in all moments. We release being a servant in the family in all moments. We release being a servant in the family in all moments. We release being a servant in the family in all moments. We release being a servant in the family in all moments.
We release being treated like a second-class citizen in all moments.
We release being treated like a second-class citizen in all moments. We release being treated like a second-class citizen in all moments. We release being treated like a second-class citizen in all moments. We release being treated like a second-class citizen in all moments. We release being treated like a second-class citizen in all moments.
We release being born to the enemy in all moments.
We release being born to the enemy in all moments. We release being born to the enemy in all moments. We release being born to the enemy in all moments. We release being born to the enemy in all moments. We release being born to the enemy in all moments.
We release being sold out by our mother in all moments.
We release being sold out by our mother in all moments. We release being sold out by our mother in all moments. We release being sold out by our mother in all moments. We release being sold out by our mother in all moments. We release being sold out by our mother in all moments.
Marvin's going to chastise me for this one, but we release being mind-fucked by our mother in all moments.
We release being mind-fucked by our mother in all moments. We release being mind-fucked by our mother in all moments. We release being mind-fucked by our mother in all moments. We release being mind-fucked by our mother in all moments. We release being mind-fucked by our mother in all moments.
We release being expected to worship the mother in all moments.
We release being expected to worship the mother in all moments. We release being expected to worship the mother in all moments. We release being expected to worship the mother in all moments. We release being expected to worship the mother in all moments. We release being expected to worship the mother in all moments.
I just want to take a minute to check in with people because I know it just feels like light and stuff, but this is really intense. Donna, how are you doing? Okay, you are on mute, so I can't hear you, but I get a sense like you're saying you're okay, but it is intense for you. It's okay if you need to emote. It's okay if you need to take a break and just do them in your mind if it's overwhelming. Do you feel my love and support? Do you feel safe? Okay, so if it's too tiring to do the tasks, just follow along with us, whatever you need to do, okay? Okay. How about the middle row, Angie, Shaki, and Christina? How's it? How's you guys doing?
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Okay, we're hitting the points.
I'm doing great too.
Okay, good. We're hitting the points, Angie?
Yes. No, I'm doing good. Okay. I am okay. I'm between very hot and very, very cold and very shaky, but I'm good. I am actually good.
Okay. you're releasing a lot of stuff, and we're changing. Mm-hmm. We're changing like DNA stuff, chemistry stuff, and stuff. We remove all curses. The mother, so I changed to the mother because if you own something, you can't, it's part of your repertoire, and if it's not a good relationship, you don't want to. I call the woman who birthed me the mother because I don't want to make her mine anymore. I want to get past her. So we say the mother, okay? We remove all curses that the mother put on us in all moments.
We remove all curses that the mother put on us in all moments. We remove all curses that the mother put on us in all moments. We remove all curses that the mother put on us in all moments. We remove all curses that the mother put on us in all moments. We remove all curses that the mother put on us in all moments.
We're losing Mike and Tris. Are you guys, do you guys get it? Can you guys understand me? Are you hearing me, Therese? You're on mute, so I can't hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, we understand most of it. It's an unstable connection.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, so just do the best you can, okay? And Dennis, you're okay? We're really feeling cheated in the mother department in all moments.
We release feeling cheated in the mother department in all moments. We release feeling cheated in the mother department in all moments. We release feeling, cheated in the mother department. We release feeling cheated
in all moments,
sorry, I'm going to start again. We release feeling cheated in the mother department in all moments. We release feeling cheated in the mother department in all moments. We release feeling cheated in the mother department in all moments. We release feeling cheated in the mother department in all moments. We release feeling cheated in the mother department in all moments.
So Marvin never messes up. When Marvin messes up, you know it's intense. We remove all expectations that the mother has put on us in all moments.
We remove all expectations that the mother has put on us in all moments. Mm-hmm. We remove all expectations that the mother has put on us in all moments. We remove all expectations that the mother has put on us in all moments. We remove all expectations that the mother has put on us in all moments. We remove all expectations that the mother has put on us in all moments.
We shatter all glass ceilings that the mother has put on us in all moments.
We shatter all glass ceilings that the mother has put on us in all moments. We shatter all glass ceilings that the mother has put on us in all moments. We shatter all glass ceilings that the mother has put on us in all moments. We shatter all glass ceilings that the mother has put on us in all moments. We shatter all glass ceilings that the mother has put on us in all moments.
We release being derailed by the mother's intentions in all moments.
We release being derailed by the mother's intentions in all moments. We release being derailed by the mother's intentions in all moments. We release being derailed by the mother's intentions in all moments. We release being derailed by the mother's intentions in all moments. We release being derailed by the mother's intentions in all moments.
We release agreeing with the mother in all moments.
We release agreeing with the mother in all moments. We release agreeing with the mother in all moments. We release agreeing with the mother in all moments. We release agreeing with the mother in all moments. We release agreeing with the mother in all moments.
We release being held accountable for the mother's transgressions in all moments.
We release being held accountable for the mother's transgressions in all moments. We release being held accountable for the mother's transgressions in all moments. We release being held accountable for the mother's transgressions in all moments. We release being held accountable for the mother's transgressions in all moments. We release being held accountable for the mother's transgressions in all moments.
We release, this is interesting. I wouldn't have come up with this on my own. We release following the mother into hell in all moments.
We release following the mother into hell in all moments. We release following the mother into hell in all moments. We release following the mother into hell in all moments. We release following the mother into hell in all moments. We release following the mother into hell in all moments.
We remove ourselves from the mother's hell in all moments.
We remove ourselves from the mother's hell in all moments. We remove ourselves from the mother's hell in all moments. We remove ourselves from the mother's hell in all moments. We remove ourselves from the mother's hell in all moments. We remove ourselves from the mother's hell in all moments.
We release being pigeonholed by the mother in all moments.
We release being pigeonholed by the mother in all moments. We release being pigeonholed by the mother in all moments. We release being pigeonholed by the mother in all moments. We release being pigeonholed by the mother in all moments. We release being pigeonholed by the mother in all moments.
We remove all negative genic. How do I say this? We remove all negative genetic traits we have received from the mother in all moments. We remove all negative genetic traits we have received from the mother in all moments.
We remove all negative genetic traits we have received from the mother in all moments. We remove all negative genetic traits we have received from the mother in all moments. We remove all negative genetic traits we have received from the mother in all moments. We remove all negative genetic traits we have received from the mother in all moments. We remove all negative genetic traits we have received from the mother in all moments.
We release being pigeonholed by the mother in all moments.
We release being pigeonholed by the mother in all moments. We release being pigeonholed by the mother in all moments. We release being pigeonholed by the mother in all moments. We release being pigeonholed by the mother in all moments. We release being pigeonholed by the mother in all moments.
We release cowering in fear of the mother in all moments.
We release cowering in fear over the mother?
Of the mother.
Cowering of the mother, okay.
Fear of the mother.
Mm-hmm. We release cowering in fear of the mother in all moments. We release cowering in fear of the mother in all moments. We release cowering in fear of the mother in all moments. We release cowering in fear of the mother in all moments. We release cowering in fear of the mother in all moments.
I lost my place with the question. Just a second, sorry. I lost my place. I got to find it. They give me a script inwardly. And, oh, okay. So these seem like they're more surface ones, but it's not. We're going into it at a deeper level. And you're feeling more safer to do these ones. We were at least being terrorized by the mother in all moments.
We were at least being terrorized by the mother in all moments. We were at least being terrorized by the mother in all moments. We were at least being terrorized by the mother in all moments. We were at least being terrorized by the mother in all moments. We were at least being terrorized by the mother in all moments.
We were at least being indoctrinated into the dark arts by the mother in all moments.
We were at least being indoctrinated into the dark arts by the mother in all moments. We were at least being indoctrinated into the dark arts by the mother in all moments. We were at least being indoctrinated into the dark arts by the mother in all moments. We were at least being indoctrinated into the dark arts by the mother in all moments.
We were at least being manipulated by the mother in all moments.
We were at least being manipulated by the mother in all moments. We were at least being manipulated by the mother in all moments. We were at least being manipulated by the mother in all moments. We were at least being manipulated by the mother in all moments. We were at least being manipulated by the mother in all moments.
We were at least being stifled by the mother in all moments.
We were at least being stifled by the mother in all moments. We were at least being stifled by the mother in all moments. We were at least being stifled by the mother in all moments. We were at least being stifled by the mother in all moments. We were at least being stifled by the mother in all moments.
We were at least being sacrificed by the mother in all moments.
We were at least being sacrificed by the mother in all moments. We were at least being sacrificed by the mother in all moments. We were at least being sacrificed by the mother in all moments. We were at least being sacrificed by the mother in all moments. We were at least being sacrificed by the mother in all moments.
We were at least being energetically raped by the mother in all moments.
We were at least being energetically raped by the mother in all moments. We were at least being energetically raped by the mother in all moments. We were at least being energetically raped by the mother in all moments. We were at least being energetically raped by the mother in all moments. We were at least being energetically raped by the mother in all moments.
So they're telling me now, like, yeah, the Gaia thing is great, but this is, you guys are getting it, your needs met with this. They want me to do the whole energetic cleanse with the mother thing and pull all that out for you guys. Are you guys okay with that? You may have done the energetic cleanse with the mother. Shaki, are you okay with that? Okay. So you may have done the energetic cleanse with the mother. Who has done the energetic cleanse with your mother? Well, okay. This, even though you've done that, doing it with me is going to pull it out deeper for you. We remove all vivaxes between myself and the mother in all moments.
We remove all vivaxes between myself and the mother in all moments. We remove all vivaxes between myself and the mother in all moments. We remove all vivaxes between myself and the mother in all moments. We remove all vivaxes between myself and the mother in all moments. We remove all vivaxes between myself and the mother in all moments.
Okay, good. So the love is starting to come in. The love of Gaia is starting to come in. Did anyone just feel the love come in? We release confusing the mother for Gaia in all moments.
We release confusing the mother with Gaia in all
for
moments.
For Gaia, please. For.
So starting again. We release confusing the mother for Gaia in all moments. We release confusing the mother for Gaia in all moments. We release confusing the mother for Gaia in all moments. We release confusing the mother for Gaia in all moments. We release confusing the mother for Gaia in all moments.
We release desecrating Gaia by worshiping the mother in all moments.
We release desecrating Gaia by worshiping the mother in all moments. We release desecrating Gaia by worshiping the mother in all moments. We release desecrating Gaia by worshiping the mother in all moments. We release desecrating Gaia by worshiping the mother in all moments. We release desecrating Gaia by worshiping the mother in all moments.
We release being distracted from Gaia by the mother in all moments.
We release being distracted from Gaia by the mother in all moments. We release being distracted from Gaia by the mother in all moments. We release being
distracted from Gaia.
Yep, distracted from Gaia by the mother in all moments. We release being distracted from Gaia by the mother in all moments. We release being distracted from Gaia by the mother in all moments.
We remove the female archetype of Western. We remove the female archetype. This is juicy. We might do it in a couple parts. We remove male energy's version of female archetype from our beingness in all moments. We remove male version of female archetype from our beingness in all moments.
We remove male version of female archetype from our beingness in all moments. We remove male version of the female archetype from our beingness in all moments. We remove male version of the female archetype from our beingness in all moments. We remove male version of the female archetype from our beingness in all moments. We remove male version of the female archetype from our beingness in all moments.
We release being derailed from Gaia by male energy in all moments.
We release being derailed from Gaia by male energy in all moments. We release being derailed from Gaia by male energy in all moments. We release being derailed from Gaia by male energy in all moments. We release being derailed from Gaia by male energy in all moments. We release being derailed from Gaia by male energy in all moments.
So I want to have another man do these taps with you guys. That would have been a betrayal. But Marvin has balanced out his male and female energy. So he's not technically man anymore. He's a balance of male and female energy. So he's okay. We release being set up to fail by male expectations in all moments.
We release being set up to fail by male expectations in all moments. We release being set up to fail by male expectations in all moments. We release being set up to fail by male expectations in all moments. We release being set up to fail by male expectations in all moments. We release being set up to fail by male expectations in all moments.
We release the mutilation of our female sovereignty in all moments.
We release the mutilation of our female sovereignty in all moments. We release the mutilation of our female sovereignty in all moments. We release the mutilation of our female sovereignty in all moments. We release the mutilation of our female sovereignty in all moments. We release the mutilation of our female sovereignty in all moments.
We release being inbred in male energy in all moments.
We release being inbred in male energy in all moments. We release being inbred in male energy in all moments. We release being inbred in male energy in all moments. We release being inbred in male energy in all moments. We release being inbred in male energy in all moments.
We release having our female energy squelched at all turns, in all moments. We release having our female energy squelched at all turns, in all moments.
We release having our female energy squelched at all turns, in all moments. We release having our female energy squelched at all turns, in all moments. We release having our female energy squelched at all turns, in all moments. We release having our female energy squelched at all turns, in all moments. We release having our female energy squelched at all turns, in all moments.
We release being mothered by men in female bodies in all moments.
We release being mothered by men in female bodies in all moments. We release being mothered by men in female bodies in all moments. We release being mothered by men in female bodies in all moments. We release being mothered by men in female bodies in all moments. We release being mothered by men in female bodies in all moments.
We release being twisted into male mutations of itself in all moments.
We release being twisted by male mutations of itself.
Maybe I'm not saying it right, Marvin. Can you help me with the wording? We release being twisted into male mutations. Even though we're female, everyone in society is twisted to be into male. We release being twisted into male mutations in all moments.
We release being twisted into male mutations in all moments. We release being twisted into male mutations in all moments. We release being twisted into male mutations in all moments. We release being twisted into male mutations in all moments. We release being twisted into male mutations in all moments.
We free our mothers from being sacrificed to male energy in all moments.
So we free?
We free our mothers from being sacrificed to male energy in all moments.
We free our mothers. Sorry, I'm just...
I know. We free our mothers from being sacrificed to male energy in all moments.
We free our mothers from being sacrificed to male energy in all moments. We free our mothers from being sacrificed to male energy in all moments. We free our mothers from being sacrificed to male energy in all moments. We free our mothers from being sacrificed to male energy in all moments. We free our mothers from being sacrificed to male energy in all moments.
We release the genetic propensity to be demonized for being female in all moments.
We release the genetic propensity to be demonized
for being female.
For being female in all moments. We release the genetic
propensity.
We release the genetic propensity to be demonized
for being female.
For being female in all moments. We release the genetic propensity for being demonized being demonized for being female in all moments. We release the genetic propensity to be demonized for being female in all moments. We release the genetic propensity to be demonized for being female in all moments.
So apparently something about the birthing process opens up the female energy to be more male energy just from her protection of her child or whatever, or the ownership or the belief system. So it's really not, our mothers, the mothers have actually been victimized. We release the systemic victimization of female energy in all moments.
We release the systemic victimization of female energy in all moments. We release the systemic victimization of female energy in all moments. We release the systemic victimization of female energy in all moments. We release the systemic victimization of female energy in all moments. We release the systemic victimization of female energy in all moments.
We release being deduced to sexual objects in all moments.
We release being deduced to sexual objects in all moments. We release being deduced to sexual objects in all moments.
Mm-hmm.
We release being deduced to sexual objects in all moments. We release being deduced to sexual objects in all moments. We release being deduced to sexual objects in all moments.
That's just, I know that's a problem for you personally, Marvin. Sorry. Bad joke, sorry.
I'm happy just to go along with it.
I had to lighten it.
It's good that you do, because my brain's getting fried. Can we just
have
a chit chat for a minute or two?
Yeah. So what's coming through is like really I really enjoyed that one. Really archetype stuff about women through history are just pawns for male energy. They've been like manipulated, like puppeteered by male energy. So as much as they love their daughters, it's a form of control to like pit them against each other as a form of, it's like a way to like prevent female energy. Female energy is so empowering. Look how intuitive we all are. We can figure it out. But to have these people close to us be fighting with us prevents us from figuring it out and to like create that synergy between us. So it's like when you are more sensitive, it seems the more, it's almost like formula. The more sensitive, the more aware you are, the more rotten the people around you are and targeting you. I mean, it's formula. And it's almost like it's because they're being used to rail you in, to prevent you from talking to other dynamic intuitives. Right. And to create a synergy with that female energy, which is what we're basically doing, by the way, now.
Can I ask a question, if it's appropriate? So someone was commenting on one of the YouTube, I think it was one of the Jen and Jamis. Can you make some comments about how do you deal with when people become more aware and that then creates conflicts within their sort of family groups? How do you deal with that? Because I think it's a big issue, and I think it does touch on pretty much what you were just saying. I think it is relevant.
So I think there's stages of it. I think when I first became, like, I was like family, family, family. I first became aware of it when my older sisters who were grown up, I worshipped my mother, right? And I did everything. I was socially, you know, I had no social life. She treated me like the family dog. And I was stupid. I didn't know better. So she would take me around and leave me outside when she went to the bars in the car, like you'd leave a dog with the window rolled down, hours and stuff. And I would do this. I had nothing. And then the sisters that were older enough got me alone, and they told me how my mother had tried to abort my sister, and she wasn't all nice and everything. And they put a crack of awareness there. And the first thing that happened was I smiled. It was like, oh, okay, I know something now. It's like you get a crack of awareness. And it's like, then that like really irritated the mother. It's like when she was yelling at me and trying to prevent me from having friends and everything, I would just smile at her because I knew. And it's just that level of awareness that other people are like you, that you're the normal one, and everything that she's been trying to do to you is because you're breaking out of the prison of the physical limitations. So that's the first thing. And then, you know, it took years for me, and hopefully the work I'm doing in the world means that you guys don't have to take decades to do what I did in decades and can do it right away. One thing you can do is stop agreeing. Like a lot of the self-defacing comments and being the target of humiliation, what we've learned to do as a coping skill is to make those jokes or those derogatory statements or internalize that stuff before others do it to us. So once you stop agreeing to do that, don't do it. People ask if I always knew that I had special talents. I'm not sure I have special talents right now. I just think I pay attention more than, but people say I have talents. So they say, when did you get these talents? Which I'm not sure that I have or whatever. And I say, I really changed when I stopped making fun of myself. When I watched everything I said to myself and only said kind things to myself. So the true fact is that they can't do anything to you. All they can do is try to program you into doing it to yourself. That's it.
Give you a perspective, so a personal perspective. So in what I'm observing is sort of my spiritual path kind of started, I don't know, let's call it a decade ago, right? So for the first sort of 30, 40 years of my life, I was just sort of, you know, Joe Normal in a Joe Normal family, you know. And it's interesting that once I started my journey, all of a sudden, you know, my family group and my social group were no longer relevant and appropriate. And what I'm getting at is that my sense is that the universe just sort of, you know, in one way or another, sort of takes them out of your life so you can keep going forward. And I think that's what the commenter was on one of the YouTube clips was asking about, is how do you cope with that? And I think my general response is it's normal and it's a good thing. And so, you know, sometimes you need to move on because you're moving on.
That's excellent. And the point that comes from that is like everything that is around you, and Marvin made the perfect point of this, everything that you think is like being forced on you, it's not being forced on it, you are agreeing to it. So the same happened with me when I stopped agreeing with the family. I stopped agreeing with them and I decided not to go anywhere where I wasn't respected. So I don't leave the house anymore.
Oh, come on, please.
Well, now we're in COVID and stuff. But so I don't go to any family events where I'm agreeing with them. And then when they just don't care about who I am, why would I go there and agree with that? And so, and we can think the universe is doing this, and it is, but we are the universe. So when we stop agreeing to those limitations on us, they just sever it on their own. And what the SFT tapping does, it just speeds it up and makes us aware of what we're capable of, really like that. And like the more you do it, it's like the more empowered you are. You are the powerful one. And oh, by the way, they are vibrating at such a low frequency that they can't see you. Your energy is burning them. It's like blinding lights. And when they're insulting you, it's like staring at the sun and just say, gee, can you put some sunglasses on me? So what they're doing is they can't stand your light. So they use insults to try to dumb you down so they can handle the vibration you're at. So it's basically cruel of you to stay in these situations unless they love you enough or you love them enough and can pull them up in vibration. And you can do it by doing the taps with them or sharing with them, but it's up to them. They agree to what they want. If they're not agreeing to change, then they're omniscient beings too, omnipotent beings too. So if they're not going to agree to change and that you're worth it, then you're just going to have to find soul sisters other spots. And it's not a bad thing to be around people who vibrate at your level of frequency, who get it, like who can look at you and just know what you're dealing with and have that compassion and say, "Ooh, I'm sorry, let me help you release that." I mean, how beautiful is it to be able to do that with each other?
So funny, you know, if I look at back at my social circle 10 years ago, I look at them now and I was going, why was I hanging around them? Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's just different.
So what would you think back then, the Marvin back then, who would see himself on a Johnny New Jammies podcast and seeing him on a workshop like this?
Not even close. Never entered the consciousness at all.
When did it sneak up on you?
Don't know. I had a dream about Jen and Ajami's. That's why we started it about a month and a half, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
I just had a dream. That we were doing this. And then, sorry, the other dream, by the way, just if I can just say, the other dream
that
I had.
Don't tell them that one.
No. The other dream that I had is what created the genesis of the other workshops that we're going to do. So the SFT facilitators workshop. These are these sort of really intense I think these workshops that are coming up, the real how-to ones, I think they are, we're going to have to extend it to 3 hours because there's so much in it, to be honest.
Yeah. And what's really interesting is there's so much, everything that I've ever done in this lifetime has been training for this because, you know, people don't talk to me in my life. I was a nobody. I just walked around and nobody talked to me. And I remember everything. I remember whenever anyone took the time to talk to me one-on-one during this whole lifetime, it comes up as part of the training and now these workshops and in private sessions. So it's all about, and I would never have known it. So
I actually, and so just to finish off the story. So the dream that I had was that we did the SFT facilitators workshop, which is training people to be, you know, let's call it expert at SFT tapping. But then the next bit was then using that to do real important uplifting work. And so that's this whole rewriting your soul contract. And I think that one is just going to be absolutely huge.
Yeah. People don't realize that in energy, goddesses, there's so many people that come to me and they say, I know I'm supposed to be doing something. I know, I don't know what my purpose is. I know it's out there and I haven't met it. Well, whatever they're doing, they're still doing it in the third dimensions. And what Marvin and I are doing is seating people in the vibration of the fifth dimension. So it hasn't manifested yet what they're supposed to be doing. And what they don't realize is people who do these workshops and get it are actually being recruited by the adepts to do the global work of uplifting all of humanity. Do you guys feel that kind of calling within, like you're meant for more? I know you do, Angie. And yeah, Christina, do you doubt yourself?
I think I do want to help people, but I'm not really sure how sometimes.
Right. The reason you don't know how is because the way you're going to help them doesn't exist right now. And what you're doing is preventing, and it's like frustrating because you see the BS of other people. You see people wanting to make money off of others. You see these groups and it's like, oh, you got to get your certificate. You got to do this. You got to do that. And it's like, no, our lifetimes, everything we've been doing is the training to be a spiritual being. We are training in our lives to do the facilitating. You're getting the training just by surviving. That's the training. So then to have to go and pay every, I don't know how they charge, but oh, you get a little step up and you get a step up. What you learn to do is the protocol. And so what we do with the SFT protocol, which is the adepts have given to me over years to this thing, is given a protocol that any Joe can do. Anybody can do it. They don't have to know they're a dynamic healer, but there's ways that I spot people in energy, right? That I prevent them from going down and sabotaging themselves. Like I said, Donna, not to play in your notebook and stuff, or they fight me. But that's nothing that you guys already know how to perceive an energy. So it's not like you need training to know how to be a dynamic healer. You guys have it. What you need to do is Just have the nuts and bolts of a physical means to do it. Okay, we have the workshop. We have the worksheets. You just can lead them through the tabs. All you have to do is help them pinpoint a statement about, oh, okay, do the energetic cleanse with your mother. You hate your mother. Okay, do that and come back. And it seems that simple, right? On the surface, but it's not. You're holding space for them to shift. You're holding the vibration of higher consciousness. We release doubting ourselves in all moments.
Sorry, just wait for Donna.
Okay.
Good. We release doubting ourselves in all moments. 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 We release doubting ourselves in all moments.
We release the fear of the unknown in all moments.
We release the fear of the unknown in all moments. We release the fear of the unknown in all moments. We release the fear of the unknown in all moments. We release the fear of the unknown in all moments. We release the fear of the unknown in all moments.
So I want to explain something important about perceiving an energy. And I don't know if I can get this through, but if I don't make the point, Marvin will let me know and he'll articulate it a little bit better because that's what he's able to do. So perceiving an energy is a perception that some of you guys get because you do perceive an energy. But it's almost like if you didn't have eyes, if you didn't know there was such a thing as vision, how would you explain sight? If you didn't have anything to look at and you didn't have eyes, how would you explain it? If you didn't know there was music and sound and you didn't have ears, how would you explain it? It would be like this intangible thing. So there's subtle senses in your body, you know, you get the nudge, you get that feeling that it's right. You do have senses to perceive an energy, but because of like this coarse vibration of this world, you haven't been allowed to acknowledge these subtle senses, and there's no conversation around them. So when I say things all the time, this annoys men more than, I don't know if it ever annoyed you, Marvin, but how do you feel? Are you feeling this? Do you feel a shift in your body? They hate it. It's like, shut up, I don't feel anything. I'm just doing it because you said to do it. But what I'm actually doing is, I think he laughs too hard.
Yep, you've pinned me down on that one.
But see, he does perceive an energy. He is perceptive. He is considerate. He has higher traits of female thing, but he doesn't know. It's like people know that they're perceiving an energy, but they don't realize how to articulate it, right? So if I ask you guys, how do you know when someone's mad when they come in the room? You can tell when someone's mad, right? So how do you know when someone's bullshitting you? You kind of know when someone's bullshitting.
Well, right? For a lot of people, their lips are moving.
I know, right? So those are ways to perceive an energy. How do you know that I'm not bullshitting you? You can perceive that my energy is pure and sincere, right? So that's an art, is to realize and just to take that to a more subtle thing of like, yeah, that's valid. And the more people who learn to perceive an energy like that, this is what's necessary to upgrade to the fifth dimension, is those subtle senses where you don't have to talk and everything. And oh, by the way, guess why people are so hell-bent on labels? We got to know what sex a child is when it's born, or if they're gay or straight or this or that. It's because the world without perceiving an energy, everyone is blind. And when people are blind, they're groping around in the dark for like the lamppost or the door or whatever, and they're using their cane, right? So they need those labels. When they can't perceive an energy, They need those labels because those are the way people who are unaware grope around in the dark. That's the purpose of labels that we don't get because we don't need them. Do you see? That's why they're so hell-bent on their labels. They want everyone to stay in the dark so they don't have an edge. Does that make sense? Does anybody have any questions about stuff?
Well, good Q&A time. That means that I can have a mental break for a second, so I'm just going to mute myself for a second.
poor Marvin, he's working so hard. Just 9 months ago, nothing about him is poor, but just this, like, he had no clue what he was going to stumble onto and, like, be expected to do, and now he's creating this prototype for all of humanity to transcend. Who knew?
So I was just going to say, it's getting close to our winter, and it's quite cold out, but I'm sweating. So
yeah. Do you want to do a few more tasks with the mother just to, like,
round out? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. We remove the claws. But see, the frustration is it's not the mother. So we realize the mother is just a front for the claws of the male energy using the mother, right? Do you guys see that? And if you guys can actually see that, you can almost have compassion for what they've been through. Because my mother, she was ruthlessly scary and everything, but she had a rough life. She had poverty, forced to have kids she didn't want, given birth without any anesthesia, 3 nervous breakdowns. So I have compassion for it, even though I don't mention it and stuff, but we remove the claws of the male mother from our beingness in our moment.
We remove the claw of the male mother. Claws. We remove the claws of the male mother from our beingness in all moments. We remove the claws of the male mother from our beingness in all moments. We remove the claws of the male mother from our beingness in all moments. We remove the claws of the male mother from our beingness in all moments. We remove the claws of the male mother from our beingness in all moments.
So if you guys want it for homework, do the energetic cleanse on the male mother. Now we know what that stands for. It's the male energy using the mother all through time since the desecration of Gaia to, like, desecrate female energy. So if you do the energetic cleanse on the male mother, it will be really profound, okay? We remove everything that the male mother has put on us in all moments.
We remove everything that the male mother has put on us in all moments. We remove everything that the male mother has put on us in all moments. We remove everything that the male mother has put on us in all moments. We remove everything that the male mother has put on us in all moments. We remove everything that the male mother has put on us in all moments.
We recant all vows and agreements between ourselves and the male mother in all moments.
We recant all vows and agreements between ourselves and the male mother in all moments. We recant all vows and agreements between ourselves and the male mother in all moments. We recant all vows and agreements between ourselves and the male mother in all moments. We recant all vows and agreements between ourselves and the male mother in all moments. We recant all vows and agreements between ourselves and the male mother in all moments.
We sever all strings and cords between ourselves and the male mother in all moments.
We sever all strings and cords between ourselves and the male mother in all moments. We sever all strings and cords between ourselves and the male mother in all moments. We sever all strings and cords between ourselves and the male mother in all moments. We sever all strings and cords between ourselves and the male mother in all moments. We sever all strings and cords between ourselves and the male mother in all moments.
So we're going to take back all the joy, love, abundance, freedom, health, success, security, companionship, creativity, peace, life, wholeness, beauty, enthusiasm, contentment, spirituality, enlightenment, confidence, kindness, compassion, and empowerment. Is that all of them, Margaret?
No, you missed one.
I know, but I can't. Sincerity and integrity. We take back all that the male mother has taken from us in our moments.
We take back all that the male mother has taken from us in all moments. We take back all that the male mother has taken from us in all moments. We take back all that the male mother has taken from us in all moments. We take back all that the male mother has taken from us in all moments. We take back all that the male mother has taken from us in all moments.
We repair our sacred vessel in all moments.
We repair our sacred vessel in all moments. We repair our sacred vessel in all moments. We repair our sacred vessel in all moments. We repair our sacred vessel in all moments. We repair our sacred vessel in all moments.
We erase the male mother from our soul contract. In all moments.
We erase the male mother from our soul contract in all moments. We erase the male mother from our soul contract in all moments. We erase the male mother from our soul contract in all moments. We erase the male mother from our soul contract in all moments. We erase the male mother from our soul contract in all moments.
We shift our paradigm from the male mother to Gaia in all moments.
We shift our paradigm from the male mother to Gaia in all moments. We shift our paradigm from the male mother to Gaia in all moments. We shift our paradigm from the male mother to Gaia in all moments. We shift our paradigm from the male mother to Gaia in all moments. We shift our paradigm from the male mother to Gaia in all moments.
We transcend the male mother in all moments.
We transcend the male mother in all moments. We transcend the male mother in all moments. We transcend the male mother in all moments. We transcend the male mother in all moments. We transcend the male mother in all moments.
Mike, what are you doing? Are you with us? Because I'm getting angry. And I'm getting angry directed at you. Are you paying attention?
No, I'm right with you. I'm right with you, Jen.
Okay, and you know it's not all about you, right? It's about giving. We release being stuck in male energy in all moments.
We release being stuck in male energy in all moments. We release being stuck in male energy in all moments. We release being stuck in male energy in all moments. We release being stuck in male energy in all moments. We release being stuck in male energy in all moments.
We release allowing male energy to take our goddess in all moments.
We release allowing male energy to take our goddess in all moments. We release allowing male energy to take our goddess in all moments. We release allowing male energy to take our goddess in all moments. We release allowing male energy to take our goddess in all moments. We release allowing male energy to take our goddess in all moments.
We put male energy in its place in all moments.
We put male energy in its place in all moments. We put male energy in its place in all moments. We put male energy in its place in all moments. We put male energy in its place in all moments. We put male energy in its place in all moments.
We're almost done, man. We close all portals to male domination in all moments.
We close all portals to male domination in all moments. We close all portals to male domination in all moments. We close all portals to male domination in all moments. We close all portals to male domination in all moments. We close all portals to male domination in all moments.
We are centered and empowered in love. We are centered and empowered in love and respect for Goddess in all moments.
We are centered and empowered in
love. Love and respect.
We are centered and empowered in love and respect for Goddess in all moments. We are centered and empowered in love and respect for Goddess in all moments. We are centered and empowered in love and respect for Goddess in all moments. We are centered and empowered in love and respect for Goddess in all moments. We are centered and empowered in love and respect for Goddess in all moments.
We are Goddess in all moments.
We are Goddess in all moments. We are Goddess in all moments. We are Goddess in all moments. We are Goddess in all moments. We are Goddess in all moments.
Take a deep breath. You guys can unmute if you want to have a little bit of chit chat. How does that feel, everybody?
Really good.
Yeah, really wonderful.
Okay. So what I was getting is, it is Mother's Day, and because it's Mother's Day, it's a portal for the shift, and this can be our gift to Gaia, is to put this out there as a gift to Gaia for others to do this. And we're not going to do this with any of the other workshops or nothing. This was just, the adults told me to do this. And I didn't ask you beforehand, but you guys said it was okay to do this, right? You're okay with that? So we can shift this, we can level the playing field better, because that's what the higher consciousness is, the male and the female energy balanced. So female energy needs to be respected as much as male energy for this to happen. So this is like an upgrade for humanity. And you guys, by sharing this and allowing it to be shared, you'll feel your importance in doing that.
Can I just say one thing? Can you imagine what it's going to be like when the global business and investment community operates in female energy? Profound shift that will create.
That's what Marvin's working on. And I didn't realize it, but I have this vision. I'm working day and night for the last 13 years on my own, thinking I'm a monk, just like head down, don't talk to anybody. Nobody can relate to me. I'm just doing the work. And then this guy comes along and he's got the other half of the vision. And I'm working on individuals, and everything I'm doing is assisting him to open up individuals so we can open up all these big chismos, the power mongers who think that they can derail individuals. But what we've been doing with the SFT for the last 12 years is gutting these big group Ponzi schemes, because every group is an energetic Ponzi scheme. And we're gutting it by giving the energy back to the individuals. That's what we're doing when we do these SFT taps. And so we're doing that at that level, and they're not going to know how to operate. And Marvin's part of the vision to change humanity is Marvin shifting these businesses at that level. Right, Marvin?
Yep. That's it's what we do day and night.
Anyways, so... Oh, and that poor bastard on the other side is helping. That's Marvin's business partner, Dennis.
I got.
You've poor just Dennis. Been outed, Dennis.
Poor Dennis. Poor Dennis. So there's something in genuine healing. I don't know if you guys know what ripping layers is. Do you guys know what ripping layers is? When I just take off layers and layers of the ego and the, yeah. And so poor Dennis, I've been ripping off layers. Like here, he's an educated kind of like a military guy. And then this supposedly uneducated woman who obnoxious American comes along and telling him what to do and like telling him off every single day. And he's like, looks terrified and everything. What's it like, Dennis? Do you feel more free?
Yeah, it's been a journey, but it's been a good journey.
Yeah, don't gush or anything. I might take your life here. Don't gush.
Crack me up, seriously.
At least he's wearing the hat. I mean, we gotta.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like high praise. It's like him, like. Anyway.
Danger, yours is on the way. Anyone else that's ordered one? They're on the way.
Mine's on the way.
And yours is on the way.
Fantastic.
Dash, oh, look at the light come down on Mike and Therese. It's like they're being saved from angels of above. That's funny.
Yeah.
Darshan wants a hat. Marvin didn't send Darshan's hat, so.
Not sure if it's going to fit, but try it. If it fits well, I'll send another one.
Well, thank you, everybody. Is there anything you need for closure? Are you guys feeling like your energy is like... So when we talk like this, it feels like we're just stupid banter. But it's not, but your energy was expanded to the higher realms and stuff. So when we're sitting there, it's like Marvin used to always want to like get off the phone right away. Okay, we're done. And I go, my energy's wide open. You just sit there as long as I need to take to like close my energy back up and separate, or else it's going to be torture for me now and torture for you later.
It is.
Well, I do have a quick testimonial if you'd like to hear it.
Oh, sure.
Yesterday I had like psoriasis on my forehead right here, and I did the SFT tap on psoriasis, and it's literally, you can't see it at all. Look at that. It's There's nothing weird. There. Well, 24 hours. It's gone.
Was that for the SFT lexicon, or did I
give you? Yes, I got that book. It's gone. It's literally, you guys can't see anything, right? It was a big patch right here.
No. I mean, we wouldn't know because there's nothing there. But let me just say about the SFT lexicon, that's going to be a working book for those who want to take the SFT workshop, because the adepts knew they were going to put us in this position. Probably I'm sure the adepts knew about Marvin on the other side of the world and wouldn't tell me about him. And they knew they were working me towards something, but they're making me write all these things and all these past life issues. So that was being burned alive and all those things. So that's just the body crying out to be recognized. And then, so the SFT lexicon is all these past life issues that have come up in my research over the 12 years of like things that happen because of past life traumas that the doctors don't know how to cure. So you've seen, you address it in energy, and then it just doesn't need to be there. So
quick.
Yeah. And so the SFT workshop lexicon is going to be a workbook for those who want to take the SFT facilitator workshop.
Yeah.
I'm signed up. So.
You are?
There. Yes.
Fantastic.
Andrew, you're signed up too, right?
Yes. Yes.
Angie, you've signed up for everything.
Yes.
Do you have your
SFT? I want it all.
Oh, you'll get it. Do you have your SFT lexicon?
No, I will.
Okay.
Yeah, you just I'm getting not, there.
Well, now with that testimony, it says we might want to put it out there more. So thank you for that. That's amazing. Yay! And your skin looks flawless. That's amazing. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It was amazing.
Too bad do we have permission to cut that little clip and to do that as a
test? Of course. Yes. Okay. Helping people. Yes.
Thank you. All right, everybody. I think
thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen. Thank you, everyone on the call. That's fantastic.
Mom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Patience and time. Thinking about good things gonna miss if you know my mind. You've been off on your own, leaving me standing here alone. Talk to me, talk to me, talk to me, talk to me, please.